This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal investigators are doing a deep dive into the background of Ryan Wesley Routh being held on gun charges, and what authorities say was going to be a second attempt on former President Trump's life.
Neighbors are describing him as a wonderful loner. We do know that family members and closer associates or friends are in contact with law enforcement. We know that they tell the authority that there was no history of diagnosed mental illness. But he did have a tendency to fixate on this.
ABC's Josh Margolin. Busted in New York City, entertainment mogul Sean Combs following indictment by a federal grand jury on charges to be unsealed on Tuesday. Officials in Deer Park, Texas, near Houston, say a gas pipeline fire started when a truck hit a valve has diminished but is likely to burn through early Tuesday. This is ABC News. The U.S. Coast Guard opened a two-week hearing into last year's implosion to destroy the Titan submersible, killing all five people aboard during a dive to the wreck of the Titanic.
In testimony, Ocean Gate's former engineering director told the Coast Guard panel he was fired because he did not approve of Titan traveling to Titanic. He said there were warning signs in early tests.
We had deep enough, long enough, and we were flexing. 37%.
An overnight low of 55 degrees.
Officials revealing one of the last messages from Titan to its support ship was all good here as they were descending toward Titanic.
Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and warm conditions.
No surprise, Jane's Addiction scuttled its latest tour following the onstage scuffle Friday night in Boston between lead singer Perry Farrell and guitarist Dave Navarro. In a brief statement, they say they've decided to take some time away as a group. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We hear a lot about financial literacy.
Of Elizabeth
so what
Town,
is it?
There's a little bar
well,
where I'd sit down and
trade
a couple country songs for Kentucky.
Financial literacy is learning how to create a budget,
little
track personal spending,
in the middle of
how to manage
night,
and get out
of
debt,
love, and learning how to fight. Learning how to like my friends.
The University of Wisconsin offers one-on-one financial coaching to any
everywhere I
Badger
go,
State
I'm just sticking with the
it's
devil
free, it's confidential,
I know.
And you can do it in person, by phone, or even online. Just look online for UW Extension Financial Coach, and you can get to assignment. I haven't used the program myself yet, but the stats you've posted show a lot of people getting a lot of help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Until next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take your time.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. Eight campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some two-year branch campuses closing. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
Rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Better choices than I chose. I'm just sticking with
it's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Custer with Sports Filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I have a lot of respect for the best driver.
Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings. Hawks. Milwaukee took the lead at the top of the tenth, but gave up three runs in the bottom half. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. For the gift from Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Emilio Alec, this Friday, Chrysler for Carter County Sky, City Open High and Light and Variable Winds, Sunrise Temperatures in the upper 50s. For your Tuesday, sunny skies and light south winds, highs in the upper 80s, sunshine upper 80s again on Wednesday. It's 60 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Jordan Boyer discriminated against you for your content creation, and John Nichols from the Nation Magazine.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mock, and Calvin Kuhnhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very busy show coming up today. 10:33, she is returning to Matinair on Air. Andra Watkins is a New York Times bestselling author. She also has a Substack called How Crossroads 2025 Will Ruin Your Life. She also grew up in a Christian nationalist household, so she has a lot of insight I have not seen anywhere else on the Christian nationalist influence on Project 2025. Her latest Substack is called Why Christian Nationalists Don't Care About Mass Shootings.
Yep,
which is always applicable, tragically, it seems, in this country. So we're going to talk to Andra Watkins. If you have questions for her, text him in now, 855-752-4842. And then coming up at 11:06, Doug Prevost has a soybean farm here in Janesville, and he's going to be joining us to talk about tariffs. Maybe Vance, Donald Trump, of course, talking about how across the board, massive tariffs is going to bring in all this money that's going to cover apparently free child care.
Oh, yeah.
Not quite sure how that works, and the deficit will be gone, and it's all going to be ducky. And so we're going to talk to someone who actually farms soybeans and find out how he feels about tariffs, how the earlier tariffs from other administrations have affected his business. I'm very curious to talk to him. And again, if you have a question, you can always text it in at 855-752-4842. Important contest kicking off today.
Oh, heck yeah.
Go for the green or gold, our statewide text to win contest. You do need to download the Civic Media app, because when we give you the word in the 11 o'clock hour, you want to text in that word via the Civic Media app to whatever station you're listening to across the Civic Media network. The hourly, we play it at 7, 11, 1, and 4 p.m. So every hour, one person picks up either $100 in cash or some nice gold jewelry, and then there will be one grand prize winner who will pick up a pair of indoor, keyword there, indoor club level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So your chance, first time hearing our show, 11 o'clock hour, listen for the keyword. You have time now to download the app. If you have not done so already, just go to your favorite app store and look for Civic Media. Download the app, and then you'll be ready coming up at 11 o'clock for the statewide Go for Green or Gold. I did want to do a little recap of some things that happened over the weekend, because things tend to get lost, and people have lives and don't necessarily pay the closest of attention to everything. But there was a possible second attempt trying to assassinate the former president. The man was arrested on Sunday and apparently spent the last couple of years trying to put together some kind of ragtag army to help defend Ukraine. Ryan Wesley Rout was taken into police custody Sunday. FBI agents searching his car, looking for clues or possible motives. They say he was allegedly crouched outside the Florida Gulf Course with a rifle while Donald Trump played golf about 400 yards away. A Secret Service member apparently saw the barrel of the gun pointing through the bushes, at which point they fired at him and took off. But he was later arrested about 50 miles away. The 58-year-old has had some trouble in the past with law enforcement. He faced criminal charges for two separate incidents in 2002 for possessing a weapon of mass destruction. In December of 2002, armed with a machine gun, Roth barricaded himself in a roofing building in Greensboro, North Carolina for 3 hours. That began after he was pulled over for a traffic stop. So what did he do? Apparently he grabbed his handy-dandy machine gun and went and holed himself up in this building. This is what we know right now. Obviously, there will be more details coming out as we learn more about this man. No one was injured. No one should be taking pot shots at any president or former president or any former or current official.
Or anyone.
Or anyone.
Also, to be clear, he did not fire a single shot.
He did not.
No.
He was, thankfully, he was caught beforehand. Yeah. They spied him beforehand. And he is now in custody. They say he left behind rifle backpacks with bullet-resistant ceramic plates and a GoPro video recording device. Again, we'll have to wait and see what other details come out about this, but he has had prior run-ins with the law, and an earlier report I saw, the one that I'm looking at right now is from the Washington Post, said that he did vote for Donald Trump in 2016.
I mean,
this is what we know right now.
This is what we know right now. It's also another fantastic opportunity for someone out there to talk about
mental health and access to weapons.
Oh, yep.
But you also, didn't. Over the weekend, Two Rivers Police Department here in Wisconsin confirmed that human remains found on a privately owned hunting land, are those of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who's been missing for 7 months. He was first reported February 20th. He would have just turned 4 years old last month. Two Rivers Police Chief on Friday said the remains were found on private property about 3 miles from where he was first reported missing. The owner of the property found the remains as he was getting ready to pull. It's just a trend. His mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Bang, were charged with felony child neglect in February. Obviously, there may be further charges coming, and anyone who has information is asked to contact the Rivers Police Department. It's just a tragedy. Just a tragedy, hopefully. At least sometimes there's the place I go is so deep and dark and desperate. I don't know. Closure of some kind of closure. I don't know. But that was just a little recap of things that happened over the weekend. Others that happened over the weekend. Of course, bomb threats now in Springfield, Ohio. Closing schools last Thursday and Friday. Bomb threats in Springfield, Ohio. Shut down 2 hospitals. Affecting not just the community, but everyone in the community of Springfield, Ohio. And Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance.
Ohio Senator
J.D. Vance. Stopped by CNN yesterday to talk to Dana Bash. Calvin, let's play that first clip from Dana Bash talking to J.D. Vance yesterday on CNN.
Suffering of the American people, and that's what I'm here to say. You guys are the issue. Focusing on it.
Wait,
the longer you listen, the more songs you hear. Not just a few selections over and over. I listened to more than 90 songs on Country and Community. Ernest, I told my parents all the time, mother, father, I did not lie. I created a story about my report card getting stolen.
That's why I don't have it. I created a narrative for the American
community.
He just admitted he created this story based on memes that has now resulted in bomb threats and school closures. But he did this to get people to pay attention because otherwise the media doesn't pay attention.
Well, he said, I've been talking about this for months. No, you haven't. This hasn't been a month thing. He wants to bring it back to those young kids who were killed by apparently illegal immigrants. But they always want to talk about these three girls. These three girls, they always remember. Stephen Miller brought it up in the conversation with them last week.
Yep. And these are horrible stories.
These are horrible stories, but three people are all you have. This is not something that creates such a rush of terror that we need to threaten the lives of citizens, immigrants who are here. Legally.
Yes.
They're here legally.
Yes. And CBS went to Springfield, Ohio, talked to a manufacturing company that has communications employees. He sang their praises, and one of the workers that they spoke to moved to Springfield in 2018. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Donald Trump was president in 2018. Is that accurate?
I thought Barack Obama had been president since Donald Trump too. Like, I thought he's just been president the whole time. It's the Democrats. Kamala was the president.
No. She wasn't even vice president then. Donald Trump was president in 2018 when this nation immigrants began coming to Springfield, Ohio. They are not here illegally. They're under temporary protected status, I believe.
And there's something that I brought to you. Maybe I'll say this really quick. We'll talk about this in a minute, which is, this is the Republican dream. People coming to this country legally, working, paying tax, getting themselves rooted in the American culture and the dream. And it's not good enough. It's not good enough for them because it doesn't fit the narrative. They move the goalposts again because that's what they do whenever they say, well, do this. Like, they love it. People in Springfield like them. Well, I guess they're eating grass.
We're going to continue this conversation. We see you on the phone line, Bill. Don't hang up. 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Huge jump.
Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted.
Good morning.
The staff
welcome
of Meister Log and Lumber
here,
has been
Jane
buying
Metnair,
logs
Greg
and standing
Bach,
timber in Southwest Wisconsin
board,
since 1936. Meister's
Walk
professional
shot.
Forest management
us,
team
politics,
can help you make decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees.
Leave a comment
give professional
if you're
timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Senator J.D. Vance. Yesterday,
show banks
appearing
today
on
are
CNN,
a whole lot more
Dana
interested
Bash,
in interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates
Ohio,
the chance to have you as a customer.
Dogs, and he made
but that's
it up
just the beginning.
To bring
Richland County Bank is interested
the
in
issues
you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's
and
commitment to great customer service.
Week,
if you're interested
yes,
in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
That don't have large immigrant population.
The final night market of the year is coming
talk
up
to your
Friday
state government
at Richland Center.
About not
join the greater Richland
problem
area chamber
Ohio,
night
by the way,
at the Richland
run
Center
by Republicans.
Depot, 397
Republican
West
governor,
Seminary from 4:30 until 8:30. Enjoy live music by
legislature.
Local shop from local
talk
vendors.
To, talk to your
grab
local
a bite
state
from delicious food
more,
trucks
more
and experience a night full of community
the governor's
fun.
Son sits
it's
on the Ohio Supreme
kick
Court.
Off your weekend.
The DeWines are
so
just,
bring your family and friends and join the excitement at the night market this Friday in Richland Center.
Press release saying we are going to send aid, we're going to send help. He did take a dig at the federal government. It's like, not their problem. It's your problem, my friend. You have to handle this. But also the mayor was like, please, we need, like, you need to stop with this rhetoric. You need to stop with this narrative. And you need to help us. And these words have consequences.
Absolutely.
And I said this on Pat's show, and I'm sorry if I'm ruining anyone's good time fun. Whether you find the Haitian immigration thing like, you know, deplorable, they're there eating cat. Whether you're putting memes up about it that are like denigrating them, or putting memes up that are making fun of Republicans or those who are, this does not solve the issue. This does not solve the problem at all.
No, it doesn't. I mean, they had to close schools last week
yes
because of bomb threats. They had to close hospitals over the weekend because of bomb threats. The Proud Boys showed up in Springfield, Ohio yesterday to march
yeah
with their little neo-Nazi flags. So, yes, words have power. Words matter. Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Thank you for your patience, Bill. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning and great topic.
They shared joy.
Their cost is already in the billions. The schools are shutting down with bomb threats, with the convoy.
Kingdoms come and go, but they don't last.
And how
important
is
the future?
Honestly, Bill, I don't, I mean, I think though that's, yes, but the problem is someone like J.D. Vance goes on CNN, and when he is confronted with such questions as, why are you making these things up? You say you are constructing these stories. He does not care.
And doesn't shy away from it either. Yes, I made this up to get you to talk about what I think you should be talking about. They have no shame, Bill.
Yeah.
There is no shame in lying. There's no shame anymore in getting caught in a lie. It doesn't matter.
No, it only emboldens them. That's actually, people respect them more.
By doubling down on the lies.
Because they're taking on the mainstream. What a courageous thing to do. You tell lies that put children's lives in danger, people's lives in danger, for people who are here legally, which you talk about all the time. Come here to the legal channel. Guess what they did? You're still putting them in danger. Congratulations, Jake.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate you listening. Always appreciate you calling. Jake from Madison texting in, listening on WXCO, the alternate reality that J.D. Vance and other Republicans try to construct. protection and self everyone. If I went on Tammy Baldwin's Facebook page to say that Bigfoot was wandering the North Woods and attacking homeowners, do you think Tammy would amplify that story so we could study wildlife? As long as, Jake, you admitted that you made up a story about Bigfoot, I guess it would be fine.
He did. He constructed the story. He's creating the story. Bigfoot has a boutique shop in the county.
Super Franklin texting in.
I hear the
and
train
again,
coming.
They tend to bring up these three young women who were killed by illegal immigrants. That's a terrible thing. It is a terrible thing. But Sue from Franklin says, what about all the people that are killed by their fellow Americans every single day? And we talked about that last week. You know what most of the gunmen in our country have in common? It's not their ethnicity. It's not their religion. It's their gender. That's just the sad truth, my friends. That's the thing they have in common, primarily.
Look at the camera when you do that.
Sorry, I made your faces on the record.
I mean, the statistics should say that they're mostly dudes. Now is not a time to get into a mental health discussion. We've moved other things, but what more do they want? And I mean that from what they say. I'm not gonna stop driving this in the ground. We want people to come to this country and celebrate and to embrace it. That's exactly what they did. And the people of Springfield, Ohio, took them in.
I know I can't.
It wasn't a problem until a week and a half ago.
I have seen an earlier timeline when J.B. Vance started dropping some things in about I think hospital services being strained.
Oh, but that's the thing. Okay, great. That's a great conversation.
We have the same problem in Western Wisconsin.
Yeah, and the governor gave money to the city to help ease the pains of those strains.
And what happened to that money? Our Republican-led legislature is still sitting on it.
I'm talking about Ohio.
Oh, I'm talking about Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Ohio, the governor gave Springfield money to help with the pains and processes of the hospital to make sure, okay, we help them there. They get funding they needed. Cool. That's a great conversation. If a population gets bigger and there are problems, let's start solving it from a state level.
Absolutely.
Let's not tell out and out lies. And now they're in the middle of, I mean, I don't even know what it's like to do this. And it's never going to go away. It's always going to be their legacy. No one knew about Springfield, Ohio until a week and a half ago.
And I've seen some things now that the Trump fans' campaign plans to stop them.
Oh, grand.
Yeah, and I don't know how that's going to help the citizens of that community.
$50 says the mayor says, please don't come.
This is for the no. Just might. Body. You think that'll stop them?
Never.
In the crowd,
never.
Scotty.
Not going to make any difference. News is coming up, and don't forget our new Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. We will have your word that you need to text in coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. You can pick up $100 in cash or gold jewelry. And the grand prize, one lucky person here of indoor club level seats to see the green and gold on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. That word coming your way in the 11 o'clock hour when we return. New York Times bestselling author Andrew Watkins returns. We're going to talk about why Christian nationalists just don't care about mass shootings in this country. Stay close. You are listening to Bad Mayor on air and to across the vast civic media radio network.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal investigators are doing a deep dive into the background of Ryan Wesley Routh being held on gun charges and what authorities say was going to be a second attempt on former President Trump's life.
Neighbors are describing him as somewhat of a loner.
It's a word that's actually been thrown around a lot. We do know that family members are closer to friends are in contact with law enforcement. We know that they tell the authorities. was that there was no history of diagnosed mental illness. But he did have a tendency to fix it up.
Hey, seeing Josh Margolis busted in New York City, entertained mogul Sean Combs following indictment by a federal grand jury on charges to be unsealed on Tuesday. Officials in Deer Park, Texas, near Houston, say a gas pipeline fire started when a truck hit a valve has diminished, but is likely to burn through early Tuesday. This is ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Yeah, I got a thrill to do.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Fritz. Wisconsin needs to know.
Just
several children are injured after a school bus crashed in southeast Wisconsin
got somewhere
to turn. Police say an SUV ran a stop sign and knocked the bus over. It's a Hill report.
The Random Lake School District posted on social media that bus 17 was involved in the crash. Helicopter video showed the bus tipped over on its side. The school district said students were injured and received medical care. Families in town have been notified. There was no information on the severity of their injuries.
Still with them. After a string of canceled Star Wars shows in the last few years, the franchise is rethinking bringing back McGregor to play Kenobi, and McGregor says he's game. McGregor started playing Kenobi in 1999, and Phantom Menace played the character in the six-episode series Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus. The network has not given a definitive answer yet on whether or not the series will return for a second season. McGregor says there are still Obi-Wan stories to be told. Well, there is one Goonie who is willing to say die, and her name is Martha Plimpton. Addressing rumors of the Goonies sequel, Plimpton posted on Instagram that there is no script, Spielberg is not involved, and there is no one from the original cast attached. But Goonies apparently stick together. Corey Feldman backs his fellow castmate, confirming on the artist formerly known as Twitter that he has not heard a peep about a sequel. Buzz kill. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
How do urologists widen the price with the warm and cloudy skies in the overnight and light and very winds? Sunrise temperatures in the upper 50s. For your Tuesday, sunny skies and light south winds. Highs of the upper 80s. Sunshine upper 80s again on Wednesday. Right now, it's 58.
The Tom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in.
Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alma Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. We'll see.
My God, I've been listening to your station,
contest continues, and we debut a completely legitimate and totally real new attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Caliente on the board of UT from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can call, you can text, it's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Leon continues to actively ruin. Very excited to have our next guest back. She is a New York Times bestselling author. Andra Watkins is here. Good morning, Andra. Thank you so much for joining us again. How are you? So glad to have you back. I thought our conversation last time was so interesting. And for people who weren't able to join us the first time around, tell us about your childhood growing up in a Christian nationalist household.
I grew up in rural South Carolina in the 70s and 80s. So the Christian school that I attended from kindergarten to 12th grade was a Christian nationalist church and school. It was affiliated with Jerry Falwell Sr.'s Moral Majority Movement. And so I grew up at ground zero of what we're hearing about now a lot.
Should I sing my song?
America was founded as a Christian nation.
Should I sing it in the morning?
It was founded as a white Christian nation.
Before anything goes wrong.
The Bible should be
only
the basis of our constitutional law.
And a
honeysuckle. That's what I was taught as a child and a teenager and indoctrinated.
I can sing I love you.
So this has been around for a long time.
I really do.
They've been saying these things.
And that is a big component. The whole Christian nationalist element is a big component of Project 2025.
He's taken the morning dew. He's taken the shadows. I started reading it. And I can sing I love you. And there's five pages with the Bible verses that were buried in the text that you wouldn't know were Bible verses if you didn't grow up. Christian
my
concepts that I
had
learned
as
a child, doing what we are,
darkness
not what we want.
Come.
For example, is language that they use very early, come. And that is a Christian nationalist concept that comes from the Bible.
But you're still
and they say that regularly amongst themselves, but you wouldn't necessarily know as a reader who didn't come from that world that that's
sing my
Christian nationalist speak.
Should I sing it in the night
for you? So I thought it was really
all alone.
I read all these
still small boys.
I have this stack of Project 2025 that I carry around with me every year that's torn up, that's so terrible, but so I marked up and, you know, all of this documents so that I can call out, especially those left about.
Well, I sing my song. And you have a great Substack. It's called How Project 2025 Will Ruin Your Life. And we will put a link in to your Substack. I highly encourage people to read it and to subscribe to it. It's very worthwhile reading. And your latest Substack is Why Christian Nationalists Don't Care About Shootings. And I think this is so important, again, tragically, because we have so many of them in this country. On a daily basis, essentially. And we actually had a texter, Andra, John Oshkosh, says, according to Trump and Vance, we just need to get over shootings and accept it as a way of life. I send my thoughts and prayers to those affected and hope it never happens again. So why is it that Christian nationalists don't care or don't seem to care, and we should just learn to live with it because it's just the way it is?
Every night is a Saturday night.
America is under God's judgment. So take David Vance's comment, school shootings are just a fact of life. If he were, he would testify because America has rejected the one true God and has devolved into a sinful, horrible culture that we have. And so God is judging us, and shootings are a part of that judgment, because of course people who have rejected the one true God are going to shoot. So if America would reject the Catholic and accept the one true God, then we would have to have that shooting to deal with that. Christian nationalists have that view of God, a very Old Testament judgmental, angry, vengeful God, who is judging us for everything. And they don't believe that they have to get in the way of that. If they do anything to stop God's judgment, then we might not change our ways. We might not reject all the terrible, horrible things we're doing as Americans and turn to the ones of God. So they are very hands off about doing anything in regards to shooting, particularly, because they believe if we just have enough of them and live with it long enough, God will finally get our hands, and maybe we will turn back. It's just a horrible, but that's how they talk about it with themselves.
So I want to make sure that I have this clear. We cannot do anything to prevent mass shootings, because if we do that, we are interfering with the will of God. God is punishing these people, us. God is punishing us because we have not found the correct way through Him. So again, by a lawmaker doing something about increasing background checks or red flag laws, that is essentially interfering with the will of God. Is that right?
That's how they would talk about it amongst themselves. Yes.
Does that?
They have their code words that they have thoughts and prayers, practice-wise, can't do anything about it, that they say publicly. Kevin Roberts, the head of the Heritage Foundation, is on the record as saying, we can't say things the same way that we talk amongst ourselves. We have to change our language. For voters.
Yes.
Because how we talk amongst ourselves, voters wouldn't really vote for that if they heard us talking the way we really talk. So this is an example of them doing that. They changed their language.
I got grease on my hands, my name on my shirt.
Forgive the question if this sounds completely 12 dumb, but
days ain't afraid
that
of
you
work.
Don't stand in the will and the you don't stand in the will of God. God has a plan. Everything happens. It's God's will. He makes it so. So why aren't they stepping up and saying, well, we should not have surgeries. We should not have anything that's good. Anything that a human can do to fix or, you know, to take care of. That gets in the way of God's will. Correct or incorrect? Am I hearing that incorrectly?
Well, they apply that to their world. So surgeries are fine, but I got this, for example, because if God wants a woman to be pregnant, then God will give her a baby. And if He's not giving her a baby, then there's some reason no. Are not ready to be pregnant. They're not ready to be a mother. There's some secret sin in her life that she's not confessing. This is all the stuff they say. They also say that on miscarriage. So in that world, nobody would ever talk about that amongst themselves because that was secretly gossip. Well, God is judging her. Some secret sin, some hidden thing that's not right with them. So, you know, they apply that to things that fit their worldview, but of course it helps them if it's surgery that will save their life. It's not abortion or anything to do with, you know, reproductive bodily autonomy or bodily autonomy in general, that means transgender surgeries and transitions. You know, of course they would find it, but anything that they would apply to God's judgment to say about that. Would not be fine.
Well, again, they get to pick and choose.
Yeah,
it's a very picky, choosy kind of thing. I'm gonna follow this piece because I like this piece. This other stuff, maybe not so much. Again, if everything is God's will, as Greg said, and you get cancer, shouldn't you just have cancer? But no, in this instance, it's like, well, no.
There are people who say that. Not all of them, but on the extreme end, there are ones who would say, well, you should just die because that's the rule.
Don't forget, little blue pills for men. That's totally fine. Those were created by God on the eighth day, and they're cool, man. Andrew, the question I have then is, you just mentioned the going towards the old school God of
smiting,
the jealous, the wrathful. Where do they pick up the New Testament ideas of the loving? And there's more sensitive quality in the New Testament. Love thy neighbor, things like that. Jesus' word. where does that come into it? Or does it come into it all? It's just love Jesus. He's your savior. But let's go back to those first books. That's where all the good stuff happens.
The Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, "I didn't come to replace the law," which is the Old Testament. So, you know, they take that out of context and say the Bible is all God's word. So we want to have our cake. Yeah, Jesus died for me. Yay, Jesus. But we also want to eat it too by going back to the Old Testament and going, some of this Old Testament, Mighty God stuff is really awful. People with it. So we're going to pick and choose what we want to amplify to regulate people's behavior and try to control them. So that's really what Christian nationalists have done. They pick and choose what they want to use from Smitey God to the Old Testament God. And still claim, that Jesus died.
Right.
If you're just joining us, she's a New York Times bestselling author. Andrew Watkins is our guest, and she has a great Substack called Help Project 2025. Will ruin your life. I highly encourage you to read it and subscribe to her Substack. It's very, very informative. Going back to the picking and choosing, because I can remember Pat Robertson on the 700 Club, Andra, when there would be some natural disaster. Or there was a shooting at the gay nightclub in Florida. Well, that's God. You know, God did that because God hates gays, and so that, you know, that's that.
And you allowed it to happen.
And yeah, but when it's a natural disaster, a hurricane that hits a southern state where there's lots of churchgoers, you never hear them say, "Well, people must have done something bad in southern Alabama," because you just got creamed. So repent.
But in general, they knew climate change as God's judgment. All of these natural disasters collectively are God's judgment. And unfortunately, sometimes they have to suffer too because the rest of us are such horrible sinners.
Oh.
So, you know, that is how they thread that needle with natural disasters. More natural disasters are, again, God's judging America for its rejection.
And us sinners are the reason why good people are suffering.
Yes.
And something I said to Jane before, and I thought this was more maybe the case because
for a fun weekend,
the notion
with a touch of tradition.
Why would a Christian nationalist bother with climate change or help this
Friday?
They don't see the earth as a Bible place.
Everyone,
anyways, it's about
the
ascension into heaven as Jesus is their Lord and Savior. I thought maybe the same thing.
Honestly, grab some delicious food.
Violence will happen.
Winning one of the two, $2,500.
If you're saved, you're going to heaven, so it doesn't really matter in the first place.
Make sure
I never saw from the point of view of, well, if you're not getting right by God, of course it's going to happen because he's Smitey God.
It's all happening at the 93rd annual Horse and Coach.
That's a new one, by the way, Andra. Smitey God.
Don't miss out. We might make t-shirts out of it.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bowling dealer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
I love bacon. We'll let that one slide.
And also the original text. Says, yeah.
Looking to
men
refresh your home or fix those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall, and plaster repairs.
We're going to continue our conversation how Project 2025 will ruin your life.
You'll get professional
Why
results
don't Christian
no
nationalists
asshole.
Beautify care
your
about
face
gun
with a
violence in this country?
Restore those
Stay close.
Areas
you are listening
today.
To Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bring new life to your home. Beautify with color.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just
this
a wish.
Is
this is Nick
the
Hodge
center,
at the Pratt
WRCE.
Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. It's our goal
it's
to provide
to go
your
for the green or
very
gold.
Best service
with
possible.
Civic Media's
that
new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win a grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in the state. Statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because we're part of it. We want to start modeling love civic discourse. We should not be respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree. You know that they should be given a buck.
If Rocker, I can get along. Break it all.
I know exactly.
Ray Rocker, yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you know, you do have a wall between the two of you, so
it's only glass. Down the walls. Listen to Maxi Saturday night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to NetNair on air. Jay NetNair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby on the board coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can join us if you call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have her back on the show. New York Times bestselling author Andra Watkins is here. She also has a great Substack about how Project 2025 will ruin your life. We're going to put a link to that in our show notes so you can check it out and hopefully subscribe. And your latest one, Andra, is Why Christian Nationalists Don't Care About Shootings. And essentially, it's the non-believers are punishing everyone because we don't believe what they believe, and therefore we're all subject to this unrelenting gun violence. Brian, listening in the OC, says, isn't presuming the will of God the most arrogant thing one can do? But it seems to me, Andra, that arrogance is a big part of this. Arrogance is saying, I know better than anybody because I'm me.
That the way they interpret the Bible is the only way. So they don't just believe non-believers are causing violence, Jane. They believe Christians who don't agree with them are too.
Oh.
They believe that their way of interpreting the Bible is the one true way. It is the one truth. So any Christian sacrifice, any other sky faith, where no one and of course people of no faith that the truth are all
so, that's really important to know.
And that was something you talked about last time you were here, Andrew, was the fact that there are essentially three factions of Christian nationalism in government right now, that if all this goes down, Project 2025 is not the thing, they're going to have to come to the agreement or battle each other and say, is it the Protestant Christian nationalist? Is it Catholic Christian nationalist? You know, that's, I can't remember what the third one was you mentioned, but yeah, it's like there's also just inner tension between those groups as well.
Right, and they also have this dominionist component in both Catholicism and Protestantism, where they believe that they have to take over the seven mountains of leadership and occupy the top of all those mountains, if you've heard of the seven mountain mandate. So they hide themselves until they get to the top of their mountain. Samuel Alito is a really good example of a dominionist Catholic, if you want an example. Mike Johnson is a really good example of a Protestant dominionist. If you want to think about people, we talk about those things. And then others are just really radicalized Catholics, but they don't get into the dominionist part. Others are really radicalized Protestants, but they don't get into the dominionist part. So those are the three that we have. And they would have to fight about whose interpretation of the Bible is going to be our national religion, because they don't agree.
Well, and there are different versions of the Bible. Do they even share the same Bible version? I know King James. King James is one, but not every denomination uses the King James Bible, right? My children.
No, and the Catholic Church has a different version of the Bible as well, with books in it that my King James Bible growing up didn't have in it. It's where so, I you know, the they question. Even use a different Bible with a quarter than I do.
Well, and this goes back to what we talked about the last time you were here, and Greg mentioned this, the purity test. That they can change the goalposts on the purity test at any point that they like. And you had talked about pornography, and they're all big on banning pornography. But as you pointed out last time, pornography can apply to almost anything, right?
Yes, it would be what offends Mike Johnson and causes him to think about sex. All of that would be pornography, according to Christian nationalists. So, and he's on the record as calling homosexuality pornography. So all of their attacks on the LGBTQ community and on the transgender community are derived from this worldview of that is a pornographic lifestyle. And reading about that, having seen that, knowing that that's happening is all pornography. That all needs to be shoved back into the closet and criminalized. So that's how they feel about that. But it's also, I've talked at length about how much I love to read smutty romance novels. I love them. I read, I don't even know how many a month. That would all be pornography. And he never said a thing. These books with explicit sex scenes in them, or even I spent 2 or 3 weeks ago writing about a Christian nationalist influencer in Texas who called Colleen Hoover's books basically porn. And if you don't know who she is, the movie Ends With Us is drawn from her novel. So I read It Ends With Us, so I don't know what is pornographic about it. And essentially, people are making out really heavy before they get married, and so that's pornography.
But this could apply to swimsuit commercials. This could apply to music, any form of music, right?
To women wearing swimsuits anywhere in public. On one of the stories that I wrote, I put pictures of women in swimsuits because Mike Johnson and his son's anti-porn app flags all of those pictures.
I'm really concerned about how easily influenced these people are. Wow, if all that stuff instantaneously makes you think about sex, you might have other issues going on, my friend.
Oh, Lord, there's an ankle. Well, oh, my gosh.
I know.
But, when you grow up in that world as a woman, you're taught, and I was indoctrinated to believe that if a man acted out, it was always my fault.
Of course.
So it's always the woman's responsibility. Because men can't control themselves.
But let's put them in charge. Yes, let's put them in charge. They can't control themselves, but let's give them everything.
Well, I'm not a woman, Andra. I can tell you this. It's not just in the religion you grew up in where they tell women that as well. A lot of women are told that, irrespective of those religious upbringings.
It's so wonderful to have you here. I hope we can have you back. We have news coming up in just a little bit. She is a best-selling New York Times author and author of the Substack, How Project 2025 Will Ruin Your Life. Andra Watkins, we want to have you back on. We'll get in touch with you after the show. Thank you so very, very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
News is next. When we come back, we're talking tariffs. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good time, Charlie.
News from the center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. And I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do we do? we get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media